Carrie Parker, the town clerk in Meredith, remembers the day when she and other election officials got together to learn the new state voting rules. They went through the procedure step by step, but the main direction Parker says she and her colleagues got that day, try not to make voters mad.
That is what we were told by the Secretary of State's office, that you don't want to get into a screaming match with them.
Folks like Parker will be on the front lines primary day, implementing New Hampshire's voter ID law. And though the law has been on the books since 2012, February 9th is the first time it will be in place for a presidential primary. That's when many new or infrequent voters show up. Chances are lots of them won't know the rules. Here's how it works. When you show up at the polls, you'll be asked to show identification, like a driver's license or military ID. If you don't have one, you'll have to fill out an affidavit swearing you are who you say you are. You'll also need to get your photograph taken. Do that, and your vote will be counted. But that's a far cry from the days when a New Hampshire voter could just tell the clerk her name and walk into the voting booth.
Most people are not as informed as I'd like them to be because they don't understand and didn't know that they needed to bring their driver's license. So then they turn around and they don't have it. And then for us to have to say, you know, you have to have it or we have to have you sign this form. And then if they still don't have it, then we have to take their picture. So it's going to be a challenge, I think.
It's not just election officials who are concerned. Advocates of the ACLU and the League of Women Voters will be monitoring what happens on primary day, making sure voters know their rights. Joan Flood Ashwell is election law specialist with the League of Women Voters New Hampshire and says laws like this risk pushing voters away, especially students, people of color, low-income voters, the elderly who are less likely to have a driver's license.
It doesn't add anything to security or anything like that, and it's basically a barrier to voting.
But while some folks say laws like New Hampshire's suppress votes, others say they're necessary to prevent voter fraud.
There is always this tension that takes place between trying to make voting convenient and trying to make sure that the fraudulent activity doesn't take place.
Dave Scanlon just wants things to go smoothly. He's Deputy Secretary of State.
So the more you try to knuckle down on preventing fraud, the more difficult you are going to make it for voters to participate in that process.
Scanlon says the number of people who actually show up to the polls in New Hampshire without proper ID is consistently less than 1%. He says it's hard to say that any of them intended to commit voter fraud.
People forget their ID, you know, at home when they go. Some still protest the voter ID law going into effect, so they refuse to show an ID. You know, based on that, the actual percentage of voters that are trying to commit fraud successfully or not is really, really pretty small.
It's hard to say what impact New Hampshire's ID law will have this year. Scanlon says he knows of only one potential voter last election who chose to walk away instead of doing the whole affidavit and photo thing. For those who do go that route, there's a follow-up. Scanlon's office will send you a postcard making sure that was really you. And then you're supposed to respond. If you don't, the Attorney General's office will look into it. NHPR reached out to the Attorney General's office, but we couldn't find any public cases of fraud stemming from the voter ID law. So how many of those challenged voter affidavits will be floating around after the upcoming primary? Again, hard to say. Data from the 2014 elections obtained by NHPR shows inconsistencies in towns with the same amount of voters. That could have to do with discretion and how the law is applied. In Durham, there were 43 of those affidavits filled out. Chris Regan, an election official there, says that could have been college students registering that day, or old people with expired licenses, or a bunch of conscientious objectors to the law. But for every added step to the voting process, Regan says he fears longer lines.
You know, you always have the question if your lines get backed up too much, do certain people make the decision that, or just feel that, you know, they have to be someplace else and they just don't have the time to spend to come through the process.
And he says he and his colleagues are still pretty at sea at how this is all going to work come primary day.
All we know is we have Polaroid cameras. We'll be getting some film. We don't know how much film we're going to get. You know, it's going to be a real wild guess.
Regan and election officials from across the state have one more training on the law in a couple of weeks, and then it's showtime. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.